It's about as useless as a screen door on a submarine. Fade with that works, baby. It just ain't happening.
One is your left, one is your right. It'll take
two strong arms to hold on tight.
Some folks have cut off the nose just to spite their face. I think you need some works to show
for your alleged faith. Well, there's a difference, you know, between having faith and playing make-believe. One will make you grow, the other one just make you sleep. Talk about it.
But I really think you ought to take a leap
off of the ship
before you claim to walk on water.
Faith without works,
like a song you can't sing.
It's about as useless as a screen door on a submarine.
Faith comes from God, from every word that he breathes. He lets you take it to your heart so you can give it hands and feet. It's gotta be active if it's gonna be alive. You gotta put it into practice.
Otherwise,
it's about as useless as a screen door on a submarine.
Faith without works, baby, it just ain't happening.
One is your right, one is your left. It's your light, your guide, your life and your breath.
The faith without works is like a song you can't sing. It's about as useless as a screen door on a submarine. Faith without works,
like a song you can't sing.
It's about as useless as a screen door on a submarine.
Welcome to the Hour of Hope. I'm your host, Pastor Matthew Vroman, and that was the great Rich Mullins. And we are going to be focusing a lot on his music today. You're going to really enjoy it. This is Hour of Hope. I'm the pastor of Safe Harbor Church in Accutane, Alaska. I'm so glad you're with me today as we focus on the hope we have in Jesus Christ. Let's begin with a song that reminds us to sing the praises of God. What do you have to be thankful, and what are you praising God for?
You gotta sing again, song born in your soul when you first gave your heart to him. Sing his praises once more, sing your praise to the Lord. Come on everybody, stand up and sing one more hallelujah. Sing your praise to the Lord. I could never tell you just how much good that it's gonna do you just to sing aloud the song someone is dying to hear down in the madding crowd. You once were before you heard the song. You gotta let them know the truth is a light to shine upon the way that maybe they could go. And sing his praises once more, sing your praise to the Lord. Come on everybody, stand up and sing one more hallelujah. Sing your praise to the Lord. I could never tell you just how much good that it's gonna do you just to sing your praises to the Lord. Everybody sing your praises to the Lord. Sing
song. Hallelujah, sing your praise to the Lord. I could never tell you just how much good that it's gonna do you just to let the name of the Lord be praised both for now and evermore. Praise Him, all your servants, praise the name of the Lord. Come on, everybody, stand up and sing one more. Hallelujah, sing your praise to the Lord. I could never tell you just how much good that it's gonna do you just to sing the praises to the Lord. And everybody, sing your praises to the Lord.
And that was the great late Rich Mullins. Sing your praise to the Lord. What are you happy about? What can you praise the Lord for? I know we can praise Him for many, many, many things. One of the things I praise Him is that we get an opportunity to read His Word. Let's think on that for a minute. Many of us have had church experience and we know some Bible verses, but do we really treasure the Bible as the Word of God? That's a great question. Now, I want to get to the question that Ray asked me. He's an Accutan resident. He asked me a question, and I said, that's a great idea. I could do a question and answer segment. We're going to listen to that in just a minute. But first, how about another Rich Mullins song? He was a singer that died in a car accident, I think, 30, 40 years ago. Been a while. I think in the late 90s. Had a profound, he was a good lyricist. Great voice, could play a lot of different instruments. At one point, he went to a native village, I believe, in Kansas and just lived on there and served. But I think you will enjoy the music of Rich Mullins. Let's continue with his one that talks about a deliverer. Do you know Jesus? He is a deliverer. Let's listen to that right now. My deliverer.
Judah took his wife and her child, knowing to Africa, to escape the rage of the deadly king. There along the banks of the Nile, Jesus listened to the song that the captive children used to sing. They were singing, "My deliverer is come, my deliverer is standing by, my deliverer is come, my deliverer is standing by. He will never break his promise, he has written it upon the sky. Greatest
Putting on the Ritz.
Our God is an awesome God.
There's thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fists.
Our God is an awesome God.
And the Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God.
Our God.
The night.
Our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
In judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. A mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God.
Our God.
Welcome back. Isn't God awesome? And that song before that was Sometimes by Step, just walking with God. And Rich Mullins, as I said, is who we are listening to on this wonderful Hour of Hope program. I'm so glad you're with me. Hey, I was visiting Ray in Accutane, and Ray said, I have a question. I said, what's your question, Ray? And he asked this question, why is there so much chaos or division right now in the world? And I said, what a great question. I said, I bet you other people are thinking about that. Do you know why? It's almost like the nations are raging. Do you know why? Well, I'm going to give you an answer in the Bible today of why. Because God does give an answer. And guess what? He also has a solution to that. He can take warring people and bring peace. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the great I Am. He is the one who can do it all. Before we get to that, answer that question. Get ready, Ray. Your questions, answers coming up. I've got a couple more songs, and one of them is about the nations raging.
Why do the nations rage? Why do they plot and scheme? Their bullets can't stop the prayers we pray in the name of the Prince of Peace. We walk in faith and remember long ago how they killed him, and then I want the third day he arose.
the hearts of the children who we love are the nation's rage. Laughs. He knows what is to come. While all the chiefs of state plan their big attacks against his anointed one. But the Church of God, she will not bend her knees to the gods of this world, though they promise her peace. But she stands her crown.
Star he saw had been lit for me. He was a stranger in this land, and I am that no less than he, and on this road to righteousness, sometimes the climb can be so steep, I may falter in my steps, but never beyond your reach,
oh God.
That was the great Rich Mullins singing When the Nation Rage, and that actually was his song Sometimes by Step. I said it earlier, but that actually was. So, Ray, why is there so much division? Great question. Well, the answer is, it seems so complex, but it's not, but it is difficult to deal with because it's impacting so many people. And the ultimate reason is, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. People are sinful. And as we get more and more away from God, people are throwing off their moral restraints. And you see things unimaginable. But I want to talk about the good news. So is there any answer to what we're seeing in our country? We see the evilness. Now listen to this. The answer is found in John 3:16. You've got your Bibles, turn to it. And some of you know this verse. For God so loved the world. Who does God love? This world. The arguing, the divisiveness, all of that. God loves the world. He doesn't love the sin of the world, but he loves the world. And what's the proof? That he gave. Well, what did he give? His only begotten Son. And that would be Jesus. Jesus is unique. Jesus is fully God, fully man. He died on the cross for sin. He rose from the dead. He has the power to change our lives. So when people are running to different things like alcohol and all these things, and anger and violence and all these things that are so sinful, guess what? Jesus will change them. And God gave his unique, one-of-a-kind, only-begotten Son. Now look at this. That whosoever, that means anybody, it doesn't matter how old you are, what gender, what race, whatever you are the whosoever, anyone, that whosoever believeth, you got to believe in him, should not perish. Perish is eternity apart from God. Perish is the state people are in when they're doing all this yuckiness. They're going to end up being apart from God forever. But if they believe in Jesus, but have everlasting life. The verse says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. You realize because of our sin, we're already judged and we're guilty. But yet Christ comes, dies for us. He'll return to judge the world. But if we believe in him, he brings peace. How do we fix this mess we're in? By people experiencing the love of God that is only found in Jesus Christ. Let's come back and talk about that in a minute, but let's listen to one more song.
Till you see. never know. What time may never know. How the Lord takes by its corners this whole world and shakes us forward and shakes us free. Run wild with the hope. Run wild with the hope. The hope that this earth will not last long, that it will soon drown in a song not sung in vain. But I feel the thunder in the sky. I see the sky about to rain. And to hear the prairies calling out your name. And I know this thirst will not last long, that it will soon drown in a song not sung in vain. And I feel the thunder in the sky. I see the sky about to rain. And with the prairies I am calling out your name.
It is absolutely critical, if you are going to see the world changed, the best you can do is get right with God and make sure you believed in Christ and then tell others. He's called the Prince of Peace. So what does his reign bring in our life? It brings peace. Peace with one another, peace with ourselves, peace with God. It's about the peace that passes all understanding that can only come through Jesus Christ. Here's what he promised the followers. And this fits exactly with what Ray had asked my question, the question to me, not my question, his question. These things I've spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So he says, in this world you're going to have trials, tribulation, problems, but you can find peace because peace is not you drumming it up. Peace is in Jesus Christ. Think about that. I've got another song, and this is somebody just in her raw emotion saying, you know, this is what I know. I know that you are real, God. You know he's real. Do you know Jesus died for you? If you're going through a trial, you definitely identify with the song, What I Know.
It's been another day when it seems like faith eludes me. Everything's been so confusing. Fear got the best of me. Now I'm lying here worried about tomorrow. 'Cause the weight of everything I don't know is so heavy I can't sleep. But the truth remains the same. Even when I don't know what to pray, but what I know is you, my God, are real. No matter how I feel, you've never let me go. And what I know is there will never be a day. You aren't just a breath away. And through it all, I've got a hope. I could throw my fist in the air demanding answers, but in spite of all the questions, I'm still giving you my life. And if it doesn't turn out like I think it should, it doesn't change the fact you're always good. Your ways are higher than mine, and the truth remains the same.
I know.
do you know God in your heart? I want you to pray with me right now. If you've been thinking about what I've been talking about in the sense of you know Jesus died for you, you want a life, not religion. Religion will put a bunch of code on you. You do all these religiosity rules. No, I'm talking about a relationship with God that only comes through Jesus Christ. And if you want to believe right now, I want you to pray with me. Pray with me to say, God, I love you. I believe you died for me, rose from the dead, and I just want to get saved today. I want that peace that only Christ can offer. Touch me in Jesus' name. Amen. If you want to get a hold of me and you know that you have made that commitment, you can email me at mathewvictorroman@gmail.com. If you believed in Christ for the first time ever, you have the peace of God, and you can have your whole life. You can grow in that relationship, and you should. I want to play another song. This, not a song, but this is a story that happened in the Aleutians. And many times the reason we don't have peace, even if we're Christians, is we're not following the Lord. We're not listening to his voice in the storm. And this is one of the most powerful stories I've ever heard, and it took place in the Aleutian. I'll let the speaker share that with you right now.
I was in Alaska doing a lawsuit. We're way out in the Aleutian Islands, getting ready to leave and go back to Anchorage and then home. And I had a ticket in my pocket to get on an airplane. A pastor came up and he said, "Listen, I can save you money." I said, "How's that?" He said, "I flew a small airplane up here, and I fly a small airplane, and I can take you in my little airplane, and you can save your ticket." And this did not sound, I said, "Gee, thank you so very, very much, but I've got this ticket. We'll just make our way on home, me and this other lawyer with me." He said, no, you got to do it, you got to do it. And against every better judgment I had, I said, "Okay." Well, we went out to the airport, took us by his little plane, and I looked at it. And I thought, well, one good thing, it's shiny. Then he walked around it. We got in. He's on the left front. I'm on the right front. The other lawyer's sitting right behind me. And he started it up. And it started up just fine. Well, we taxied out. I said, "Should we pray?" He said, "Yeah, that's a good idea. We normally don't." I said, "Well, this time we're gonna." And I'm telling you, I prayed 5-8 minutes. I prayed a long time. We went and got on the runway. He starts down the runway. The plane lifted off ever so gently, and we start climbing, and it's wonderful. Not a problem in the world. We started climbing, and we flew probably 3-4 minutes, and something happened that will never leave my mind. The pilot turned to me, and he said, "We're going in the clouds, and I can't fly in clouds. They make me pass out." I said, "Clouds make you do what?" Now, it's been cloudy all day. And we go right up into the clouds, and you can't see anything. And he looks at me, and his eyes roll back in his head. And he starts mumbling, and he passes out. Passed out cold. Now, I grabbed him, and I shook him, and I said, "Come on, you got to wake up so I can kill you." Now, we're in the clouds, flying along with no pilot. And my friend in the back seat said, "We're dead, aren't we?" I said, "There's a very good chance of that, yes." He said, "What are we going to do?" I said, "I don't know." But there was a radio right there, and I handed him the microphone, and I said, "Start asking for help." So he's in the back seat reaching up, and he said, "Hello, hello." We didn't know any proper radio etiquette. All we were saying was hello. And somebody answered back, "Hello, hello. Don't you guys know proper radio etiquette?" And I said, "Give it to me." I said, "Tell him, we don't know nothing. Tell him we're in an airplane with a passed out pilot and we don't know how to fly this plane." The guy said, "I'm a freighter flying out of Anchorage on the way to Tokyo." And he said, "You're telling me you have nobody who can fly that plane with you?" I said, "Tell him that's correct." Now you got to understand, I am sweating bullets. He said, "The first thing I'm going to do is start circling so I don't lose you, because I'll fly out of range of your radio and you won't have me anymore." And he said, "I'm going to get Anchorage Emergency for you. And Anchorage Emergency will be the people that can maybe help you. Try to save your life." After about 5 minutes, Anchorage came on, said, "We understand you have a passed out pilot. And those of you do not know how to fly that plane." We said, "That's right." They said, "Well, the first thing we got to do is find you." And I'll never forget what this man at Anchorage said. He said, "My job is to get you home safe." He said, "That's my job." But he said, here's the deal. If you want me to get you home safe, you got to promise me you'll obey my voice. He said, you can't see me, but I can see you. And he said, if you're not going to obey my voice, you're going to die. When you can't see anything, you have no idea how disorientated you become. Finally, he said, okay, I found you. Now hear me clear. He said, you're 4 minutes from a mountain. He said, you're going to crash in that mountain and die. Follow my voice. I never said, I have to follow your voice. Is that reasonable? You see, I understood without his voice, I had nothing. And do you understand? Without God's voice, you have nothing. Nothing. Finally, he got us turned. And he said, I'm freezing all the traffic in the area. He said, it's going to take me an hour and a half to get you to Anchorage, and there's a lot of weather between you and Anchorage. You're in for a rough ride. And he said, I want you to hear me. I don't want you to look at what's going on outside. I don't want you to pay attention to the storm, just my voice. He said, if you start watching the storm, you will die. But I'll take you through it. Now, because they cleared all the traffic, several pilots, those nighttime freighters, those 747s, started talking to us. They said, we're praying for you, men. You're going to make it. But listen to the voice. That's the key. They said, trust the voice. You realize your head is full of voices, and everybody in this world wants to talk to you, and everybody wants to be the controlling voice. And God says, I want you to be a living sacrifice. I want you to put yourself on the altar and let my voice be your voice. Finally, we went through the worst of the weather, but there was still more. And then the voice came back and it said, now, I'm going to line you up. He said, I'm going to bring you in right down the runway. And at the foot of the runway are some lights, and they're in the form of a cross. He said, don't you forget this. The cross is the way home. Finally, he's bringing us down. We still can't see anything. And all he kept saying is, stay with me. My sheep, the Bible says, hear my voice and they follow me. Finally, just a couple hundred feet off the ground, we saw the cross. I landed the plane. In fact, I landed it 7 times. Finally, it all came to a stop. And the minute we stopped, the pilot woke up. The voice said, thanks for listening. I watch them crash and burn all the time because they won't follow my voice. They don't understand I'm the one who can see them even when they can't see me. But they get the voices in their head and they kill themselves. They self-destruct. Thanks for listening to the voice. Then they put us in a motel room, and about 4 in the morning, the knock at my door. And I opened the door and a man was standing there. He said, hello, David. I said, you're the voice. You're the one who got me home. He said, I am. Do you understand? One day you're going to stand before him and say, you were the voice. You're the voice that brought me home. If you're not on that altar as a living sacrifice, your head's full of voices. And then we wonder why kids crash and burn. We wonder why marriages are shattered. And the Lord's saying, I'm the one who has the voice. All I can remember is that voice saying, stay with me. Stay with me. Don't listen to what's going on in your head and don't watch the storm. Stay with me. And I'll take you through. Tonight you have a God who has promised to take you through. A living sacrifice, holy.
It's been so good to be with you on this wonderful, wonderful time. I just have been so blessed to share with you, and we've listened to some great music. And hopefully we've been able to answer Ray's question. He may have another one next week, or maybe you've got one you'd like to answer and you'd like to ask. My email is MATHEW, V as in Victor, ROMAN, and it's Pastor Matthew. I'm the pastor of Safe Harbor Church, And I'm just so glad to be with you every Sunday. And we go over the Word of God and listen to encouraging music because there is hope in only one person, Jesus Christ. Well, did you learn some things today? I hope so. I hope you were encouraged. The singer was Rich Mullins, and I always liked him because his music was so grounded and poetic and so many different instruments. We are going to finish with one song that especially people from the Orthodox, Presbyterian, Catholic, or the higher church traditions will like, the Creed, where Rich Mullins took the Apostles' Creed and he put it on into music, and it's very powerful. Also, after that, as I've tried to do this year, at the end of the program, we listen to a Christian comedian. So I've got Mark Lowry queued up, and he's going to talk a little bit about surviving a tornado. Can you imagine that? But it is funny. Let's close in prayer, and thank you again for being with me. Let's do this again next Sunday on Hour of Hope. I'm Pastor Matthew. It's been good to be with you. Let's close in prayer. Lord, thank you for everybody that listened. Encourage them. Help them to find a church, a Bible-preaching church, if they do not have one. Help them to grow in their relationship if they made that commitment. And above all, may you get all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Last year I went through a tornado. Have you ever been through a tornado? They sound like freight trains, don't they? Well, I'm from Texas, and I had never been through a tornado before, and I was on my houseboat. I have a houseboat, which is really just a trailer on floats. And about 2:30 in the morning, I woke up and heard a freight train coming down our lake. And I thought, there ain't no freight train on this lake. And it got closer and closer and closer and closer, and all of a sudden it hit, and it hit with a vengeance, and I didn't know what was going on, and all the lights were blown out on the dock, and the boat was bucking and rocking, and I was thrown to the floor, and on the way to the floor, I grabbed the curtains and looked outside, and lightning was flashing, and rain was flying sideways, and I thought, isn't that pretty? My ADD kicked in for just a second there. And then I realized, I'm going to die. And I felt my way to the front of the boat, and it was still bucking and rocking. And I looked over at Pier 2. I'm on Pier 1, and I looked over at Pier 2, and the lightning flashed again, and I saw broken legs of the pier stretching into the sky, and I saw the bottoms of boats that had been flipped upside down. And I thought, oh, that can't be happening. You know, lightning flashes and then it's gone. And you think, did I really see that? And it flashed again. And I thought, oh, I did see it. And I got on the radio and I picked it up. And I said, are you guys there? Are you guys there? And this is Mark over on Pier 1. Are you okay on Pier 2? And after a few minutes, a few of them grabbed their radios. They said, yes, we're okay. We're upside down, but we're okay. And they'd all been through it before. Come to find out, this dock I'm on is called Tornado Alley. Of course, they didn't tell me that when I rented my space. And they'd all been through it before, and it scared the fool out of me. And I went up there the next morning to the coffee shop, and everybody drinks coffee and tells their fish tales. And I got some good fish tales. Of course, I've never fished in my life, but it don't stop you from having a good fish tale. And that morning, we had new tales to tell, and I said, you know what, y'all? I would have enjoyed that a lot more had I known I was going to live through it. Because it was fun. You know, I bet you when we get to heaven, well, I don't bet. Well, I could bet. I'm Baptist. We can bet. You Pentecostals, you bet you go straight to hell. But I bet and go right there. No, I bet you that when we get to heaven, you look me up and see if it ain't true. We're going to look back over our lives and we're going to say, you know what? I'd have enjoyed that a lot more had I known I was going to live through it. And you know what? You are. You, listen, this ain't home. This is boot camp. This is where we learn to walk by faith. And I'm Baptist. We have to walk by faith. You Pentecostals get miracles. We get nothing. Oh, y'all seen them raised from the dead, cripples walk, blind see. Baptist, zip, nothing. I used to argue with Vestal about that. I said, why can't I ever see a miracle or something? And she said, well, I've seen them all the time. I've seen miracles. Dottie and Vestal have angels over for lunch on a regular basis. They do. I get nothing. I got to walk by faith. But I told him one day, I said, you know what, though? Jesus said, I'm more blessed than you. Because blessed are they who've not seen and yet believe. So if you never see a miracle, don't worry about it.